On a smooth blacktop in Manhattan's Tompkins Square Park, skateboarders swarm around a plywood ramp. One skater zooms in and tries to jump it. It doesn't happen. The board skitters away across the asphalt. 20-year-old Viktor Timofeev looks on from against the fence. Until recently, he would have been out there too.
I've been skating for 7 years, and it's grown to be my life. And then when last summer I got really hurt, I messed up my heels really bad. It was just horrible. So I had to do something, and I started drawing.
Depressed over his injury, Timofeev's art came pouring out of him in the back of anthropology class one day. One drawing, called Just Do It, shows the view of a man poised to leap from a skyscraper, staring down at the cityscape below his stocking feet. The background is filled with closely packed text, an earnest stream of hopes and plans for the future.
That's what was going on in my head, so it was just a direct outlet. And after I finished a piece like that, my mind would feel that much lighter, because it's off my back and it's onto the paper.
This fall, several of Timofeev's drawings will appear in Look Look, a magazine of art by young people. Look Look publishes uncensored works of visual art, photography, and prose by artists in their teens and 20s. For a youth magazine, it has big-time distribution. You can buy it on Amazon or in Barnes & Nobles across the country. Co-founder Dee Dee Gordon says Look Look is all about getting young voices out there.
You know, most people don't give young people enough credit. You know, they don't think that they have important things to say. And I mean, I feel like what we do with the magazine is we really give them a forum to speak their minds and to show the world what they're all about.
The art in Look Look is diverse. There's a rodeo princess's personal scrapbook, a diary of a storm chaser who videotapes tornadoes, a how-to guide for starting a pirate radio station. Most submissions come in online, and a group of respected art and photo editors sift through the works. It's all paid for by youth-oriented brands like Calvin Klein and Virgin Mobile, and profits go to a foundation that helps kids study art. There are ads in the back of Look Look, but they're unusual. They're designed by some of the same youth providing the content.
If you're selling to them, then why can't they help create the ad? You know, why not?
Dee Dee Gordon.
It was the hardest part of selling this magazine, because a lot of these big companies spend so much money protecting their brand image to hand it off to somebody to say, hey, create what you want. It's a huge leap of faith.
18-year-old Marina Mitchelson created the Pepsi ad in Look Look's second issue. It's a photo of her friend Jenny wearing sunglasses and sticking her tongue out. The slogan reads, Pepsi presents good times, which Mitchelson says she made up in 2 seconds.
You know, if it wasn't for me, my Pepsi ad would probably be a picture of Britney Spears holding a Pepsi can in her hand and saying, buy Pepsi, right? Instead, they've got me showing what kids really do like. I mean, we're showing them what's actually going to sell. We're selling Pepsi to ourselves.
When she made the ad, she was an intern at the magazine's parent company, Look Look Incorporated, a research firm that studies the youth market. The company surveys young people about products and gathers data from trend scouts who report on what's hot. Look Look Incorporated sells its data to brand name companies like Coca-Cola, Nike, and Miller Brewing Company. Mitchelson helped out by taking photos.
They basically told me, anything that I thought was cool, take a picture of it. So I did.
She started taking pictures everywhere. One photo she took at school was of a punky 14-year-old girl in a leather jacket and Billy Idol t-shirt. She took the shot as trend data for Look Look's research department, but they liked it so much they decided to use it in Look Look magazine. Mitchelson's hip punk became issue 2's anti-centerfold, a feature meant as an antidote to the usual beauty spreads. That kind of crossover makes some people a little nervous, like Sarah Vogel. She's the founder of the Media Activism Club and editor-in-chief of the newspaper at the Bronx High School of Science. She worries Look Look isn't keeping a clear enough distinction between its market research and its magazine.
If it's going in that direction from the company to the magazine, then it could also go from the magazine to the company, and they could be using teen submissions to potentially devise products and market them to teenagers. So teenagers are given the opportunity to get their perspectives out there, but at the same time, are they being sold? Are they being examined for trends?
But Dee Dee Gordon bridles at the suggestion that the magazine might function as a trend catalog for Look Look's clients.
If somebody wants to go through this magazine and pick out trends, be my guest. Okay? But that's not what its intention is. There is no analysis, you know, of any of the information that's in this. This is just kids' artwork. It's just artwork.
Indeed, Look Look magazine is full of cool artwork and a few cool ads. And while media critics may wring their hands over whether a youth marketing company should also publish a youth magazine, a lot of contributors, like skateboarder Viktor Timofeev, don't seem to care.
It's cool that they started, like, just a magazine. I mean, I think a lot of youth does want to be watched and they want to be acknowledged. You just got to set apart the people that are kind of real from the people that are just want to make money off it.
For Studio 360, I'm Dave Johns.